You're listening to the audio production of Effective Hiring, Mastering the Interview, Offer, and Onboarding by Paul Falcone, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens.
Introduction. One of the most important responsibilities and opportunities that comes along with leadership lies in hiring the right people for the jobs in your company. Whether you're an executive vice president or a first-time supervisor, your individual performance directly reflects your team's productivity. If you hire the right people who are self-motivated, have a high level of self-awareness, and hold themselves accountable for bottom-line results, your career should sail happily along while building and growing the careers of those following in your footsteps. Conversely, if you hire the wrong people, you'll spend considerable time counseling and disciplining workers who struggle just to meet minimum expectations. Often, you will be forced to do the work yourself at the expense of your family time, your social life, and your sleep. Self-motivated new hires find new ways of handling the workflow, assume broader responsibilities beyond their basic job description, and do their best work every day, with little need for your intervention. You recognize these workers when you see them. They typically stand out from their peers in terms of their willingness to assume additional responsibilities, take creative approaches to their work based on their natural, healthy sense of curiosity, appreciate the opportunity you've given them, and behave with gratitude. If you can find these kinds of hires for every job opening, you'll be well ahead of your peers and develop a reputation as a team builder and people developer. Unfortunately, many leaders in corporate America become jaded over the course of their careers. They reason that finding exceptional hires is more a matter of chance than planned strategy, and they're so busy doing their day-to-day work that they often don't pay enough attention to the open positions they're responsible for filling. Then again, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of downward spiraling, because if you don't take the time to fill the open positions on your team, then you and the rest of your group become overburdened, making up for the talent shortage, and often plunge into a tailspin that will soon lead to burnout. My goal is to change your perspective on the hiring and selection process. To achieve this, you'll need to make a leap of faith with me on two critical fronts. First, with the tools in this book that you're about to access, you must believe that you can catapult your candidate evaluation skills to new heights and become a magnet for top-notch talent. Second, no matter what exigencies lie before you at any given time, you have to commit to filling openings on your team as your topmost priority under all circumstances. To do anything less isn't fair to you or the other members of your team.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?